we're on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Before we go further, we hear here the Chilukei Deos in the Gemara. A person gives a get im lebosi mikan vayud me'ach im lebosi mikan vayud beis chodesh umeis besaych yud beis chodesh areize get. So the Gemara clears a shaila, when is she permitted to get married? La alta havi do lo yosi yizicha won't come. I do malachi beis chaydish toikayim le tonight. You have to wait till yut chaydish passes, because then there's a kiyama tonight. And Tosfos explains that the whole purpose of this waiting yut beis chaydish is exeira. Perhaps people will not know that he died, and there was a tnayt lebosi mikane yud beis chodesh, and she's getting married before. That's how Tosfos learns pshat. I just like to mention Mefarshim bring down Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Halacha Gimel says, "Abiyasi ayma asura linasei." She's not permitted to get married till 12 Chadoshim pass by. And the Omer, Nasa Leinisim V'choya. That means even though he died, but a nes could occur, and he'll become Levitic again. And some Amela, so she has to wait that 12 Chadoshim passed by and he didn't come, dead or alive, whatever it is, he didn't come back. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So there's an interesting Peirush Yosef. The Peirush Yosef says, he asks a shtikul ha'ore, v'ayin eireven gavi hareini nozer b'yoim sheben David bo. So the Gemara in Erevin says if a person is Mekabel Naziris, that'll be us, be Yom Sheben David Bo, so it'll be Maisa Chayil Itzaser, because Ben David Mashiach might come today. So maybe he's a Nozer. He was Mekabel Naziris on that day. I'll be Shabbos, Shabbos is Maisa Pilpo. He can come, Pilayol can come, Abba I'll call upon him. Abba like this, Bechayish, Shalachere, I think that's Nichlal in his Haore. So let us be afraid, we'll be Trias HaMesim, and so L'chayre, I mean, it's something what to be concerned about. So we should have to wait. We should have to wait Yud Beis Chodesh. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Abaye, Hakel Moedim, the last line on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, Omar Abaye, Hakel Moedim. Hakel Moedim means a filu, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Zmanei Shel Shtar Meichiach Olof. But if a person says, Heiched da Oma Lichshetetze Chamo Minartiko, if he said, he gave her a get, and the get should be Chal, he didn't say Ma'achshov, he said, so there, even though there's a zman on the get, but here the mechuvin is that the get should be chal when the chamo will go out. And therefore, v'chimayis belelyo haviget la'achamise. So memelus, if he died at night, so we will not say a filu according to Rabbi Yossi, Zmanei Shel Shtar Mechiach Olof. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Hakel Moedim, Ba'imer Li'ishtoi, Belaylo Ze Kitoch, Kshetei Tzeichamo Bimertiko. No, Ba'imer Li'ishtoi Belaylo, he told his wife at night, this should be your get Zagita Shatesahama in Altika. Chinavke Kamala. So it means when the sun will come out. Vimayis Balaila Lehavi Gita. Vigabi Masnisa Nami. Areza Gita Lichsha Ovoi. Lishloi Ovoi Laachash Nemos Achidish. Full say. Kasha Loi Ovoi. Lavgetu. Vilekele Mismach Azmani Shal Shtar Mechiach Olof. The behedya oma lichshaloi ova yeheget avoloi me'achshot. So poshet Rashi is saying that there are certain lushaines that there's no mashmois. There's a machlikas a lushainim over here. Taisus is chelik on Rashi. We had a gemara before. That by in days I'm at base, according to Rabbi Yossi, if Zmani Shal Shtar Mechiach Olof, so if a person will give her a get La'acha Misa, so it's a suffix. Maybe you say Zmani Shal Shtar Mechiach Olof. And, so it means, Mehayim La'acha Misa, so the La'acha Misa is a T'nai. La'acha Misa is a T'nai. So here, the Pashtus to Rishayim Nemon, that Rashi understood that Abaye is chaylik on that Gemara before, and Rashi holds that chayre la'achamise enu adin l'chateitse chamo minartiko, that I will not say that the zmane shol shtar mechiach olof, and I'll say that Gonatza is money shoshtar mechiach olof, and it's keilu he said ma'ayim l'chateitze chamo min artiko. That is the pashtus what Rashi is telling us. That Abaye is telling us that zmani shoshtar will not help over here. Now, Dayelas Hashacha wants to say that could very well be that if he says la'acha mise, then we do say zmanei shel shtar mechiach olof, because la'acha mise could be understood as a tenai. That means zmanei shel shtar is coming to tell us that he wants it to be chal now. That's why he wrote this man. La'acha mise means im amos, and people make such tenoyim that they're giving a get if he's going to die. That is a condition that one normally could make on a get if he'll die. So therefore, I combine the zmanei shel shtar mit the la'acha misa, and I say it's ki'ilu he said mayayim la'acha misa. Could be it's a safik chazor, a safik tnai. But la'acha misa, there's a mokim lihistapek that it's a tnai. Masha'en kein, l'chshateitze chamo minartiko, that means it's zicha not mistaver to say over here that the get should be chal now if the sun will go out tomorrow. I mean, what are the two tzodim? He has a tzad, the sun might not come out tomorrow. What is the tzodim? So here it's zicha mistaver that this is azman. If he would say mahayim, then he says mahayim, so then I'm forced to say that maybe it is a tonight. But if it is just zmanei shel shtar, that is not sufficient to make me say that he means taka tonight. So that's what the Yelos HaShacha wants to say. Now I had a shtikel ha'orim. Rashi says over here, Veleko lemismach azmani shel shtar mechiach olof. That the chiddush of Abaye is that even though we hold like Rabbi Yossi and we say zmani shel shtar mechiach olof, but over here the zmani shel shtar combining sheteitze tam chamo minat tiko, I do not say it means ma'achshav im teitze. That's the chiddush of Abaye. So l'chayre yed ashtikol ha'ore, all the time, let's say a person wrote as man, he wrote as man on a get, Yud Nissen, he writes as man, and then later he says, Lachemise. So here you're writing Yud Nissen, Lachemise. So what is Pshat in this Zmanei Shel Shtar? So this Zmanei Shel Shtar means if he'll die, it should be Chal from now. So this Zmanei Shel Shtar is telling me, why is he writing today's date? If Lachemise he'll die 10 days later. So it's telling me he means now. But if this person wrote the get at night, it was Yud Nissen. So he wrote the get at night. He wrote Yud Nissen on the get. What is going to be tomorrow? L'shateitzei chamo min artik. Also Yud Nissen. So where do you have over here a zmanoi shel shtar on the chiddush of Abaye? Abaye is telling me a chiddush that his zmanoi shel shtar doesn't help according to Rabbi Yossi, because the mashmois shateitzei chamo min artike would seem that's the zman I want it to be chal, so the zman shashtal cannot change this mashmois. But vayisto is be'etzem yehevi zman shashtal, that's the loshon of Rashi. The leka lemismach zman shashtal mechiyach olam. Vayisto if you have a zman, so shem yishamayim, where does this man tell you that it's not, the Shetaitzi Tamar Chamamina Tika is also going to be Yud Nissen? So what's, where do you have as Mani Shoshta Bechlau? So Baruch Hashem, I found in the Rashba. The Rashba says, Mitoich Perushai Shal Rashi Shaminim, the Shchimara Shaoma Hareze Gitech Mehayoim Umeisi, Umeis Ba'oisa Yoim. So, by Mishnu, we had a Tosfos before a Sofik, the Rabbi Natam, and the Rabbi Nochanan Daf Ayin Beis Amid Aleph. The Rabbi Natam was Mesupik. If a person says, I feel he said Beferish, that's Manei Shel Shtar. He said, Mehayim Imesi. And he died that day. Will it be Giget or not? And the Sofik, the Rabbi Natam was Sikha, he said, it should be Chal Mehayim. But he says, Mehayim means now. Mehayim means from today. So we'll wait till the last minute of the day. And Kaisman Shoyis Beshtar. So he says, from Rashi we see not like this. From Rashi we see that if a person will write Mehayoyim Imesi Umeis Boise Yayoyim Areze Get Gomo V'loy Amrinin De Mehayoyim Soif Hayoyim Koma. Hayoyim means the end of the day. V'ho Misle Koidim Gmorish Hayoyim Ela Mehayoyim Kimei Achshav Domi. Mehayoyim means not today. Mehayoyim means now. That's the taitcha mehayim. V'teida loch, dola rabbi yoysoi, zmanei shol shtar machshiroi, uzmanei shol shtar is mehayimu, dreka zvinen shoyis, the zman is not telling me more than a day, v'afal pika in zmanei shol shtar would help. So we see from this that not like the Rabbeinu Tam. So we see from over here, the way Rashi tells us the case, so we see from over here that even writing a date means does not necessarily mean the end of the day, but it means from now. When the person is giving a get, this Mani Shel Shtar means now. Let us just see Taisvis. Taisvis is Chaylik on Rashi. Hakol Moidim L'chshetetze L'chinafke Koma. It means, Taisa says, Ula Rabbi Yosi get the ene get. Kedamalel ba'achamisa. Taisa compares it to Zmanei Shel Shtar la'achamisa. Zmanei Shel Shtar la'achamisa is a suffix. Suffix chazor, suffix tnai. So here Taisa says it'll also be a suffix. That's what the Gemara means. That is a suffix, maybe it's chal later. But it's not Vaday Chal later. And Rashi holds it is Chal later. Bim Teitzei. Oh, weiter. That's if he said, L'chshe Teitzei Chamo Minartiko. So if he said, K'she Teitzei, that means when the sun will come out, and Zmanei Shel Shtar will not help at all. What if he said, Al Minas She Teitzei Chamo Minartiko? That means we have Zmanei Shel Shtar, and he says, Amanash Teitzei Chamo Minartiko, Ma'achshav Kamalo. So Amanas is Kama'achshav, the Omar Ravuna, Omar Rav, Koloima Almanas, Koloima Me'achshav Domi. Leinechleku, so Amanas means Kama'achshav. Leinechleku, Elo Be'im Teitzei Chamo Minartiko. So then there'll be a machlokes. Mar sovelo ke Rabbi Yosi, damas mani shor shtam echiach olav, vahavelei kemayim imesi, kemayachshav imesi. Zmanei shor shtar is equivalent to mahayim imesi. And then I say, if im is treile shaynes mashmet, it's a loshen tnai, or it's a loshen kasher. And if he says mahayim, he may say it's a loshen tonight. If he doesn't say mahayim, so then it's a loshen kasher. But if the zmanei shel shtar olov, so the zmanei shel shtar is equivalent ki ilu he said mehayim, and therefore the imesi is a loshen tonight. Yevahav like mahayim imesi kemachshav imesi. Ma'aloi sovelo ke Rabbi Yosi vahavloi ki im meisi grede, because he didn't say mahayim, so memele it's zichanat a good get. Let us see what Rashi says. Be'im teitze, uchtechavosa im loy bosi, vamrine la'el bepirkin gam im meisi, kabi im meisi im shtele shaynes mashme, im his tu mashmoisen. Mashme me'achsho, it could be me'achsho v'loshen t'nai, u'mashme l'chsheyagia, it could also mean when it will occur. Kasher omus. Omar me'hayoim, if he said me'hayoim, avi me'achsho, so then the im is a loshen t'nai. Lo'yom me'hayoim, avi l'chsheyagia. Ilkach, rabbi seinu sovru lo ke rabbi yisi, and me'mele, so the din will be that the get will be chal now, even though he died before Teitzei Chama, and according to the Chachamim, ki meisi grede. Vamrinen le, vamorin leo, the lachemiso, lechsha omos, that's what it means. Ochinami mashme lechsha loy ovoi, laacher shneim osa chaydish, even though he said im loy ovoi, because they don't hold zmane shoshta mechiach olov. We had in the Mishnah further, Kisvu utnu get leishti im leibosi mikan vadyud beis chaydish. So we hear a machloikis, the Tanekame and Rabbi Yosi. The Tanekame said, if the get was written toich yud beis chaydish, and was given over after yud beis chaydish, it's no good. Because he said, Kisvu utnu get leishti, im loy bosi mikan vayud beis chaydish, so there was a condition. Im loy bosi, then, if that will be, then you should write and give the get. So the Tanekama says that, the Tanekama says, so it's not a good get. He gave conditions that the ksiva should first be made im loy bosi. So he cannot write the get teich yud beis chaydish. Rabbi Yosi, and what in Rabbi Yosi said? No, Rabbi Yosi said that it's a kosher get. Because we hear in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi said, because that get, it's a kosher get. So we have to understand what Pshan Rabbi Yosi. He said, Im leibosi mikan vayud beis chaydish kisvu. No, kisvu, no get lish im leibosi mikan vayud beis chaydish. So the Gemara wanted to say, Lema kasava Rabbi Yosi, kasav get al tnai kosher. What does that mean? So the Rabbi Mekrashkash says that the chol heiche, the loy omar behedye al tichtoiv elo biyoim pleini, that means al tichtoiv elo biyoim pleini, the mashmed avik peidim. He just said, Kisvu, im leibosi mikad v'yud beis chaydish. He did not say a negative tzivui, al tichtoiv. He just said, Kisvu, im leibosi mikad v'yud beis chaydish. So then, Rabbi Yosi holds, Kosav, even though he made a tenai, Kisvu, it's kosher. What's pshat? So the Rabbeinu Krashka says, Mishum de mistome lehikpid ala ksive ela ala nesine. That means, if he says, klo al tichtevu ela
im leibasi mikan vayud beis chaydish, then we see clearly he doesn't want to get to be written unless he doesn't come for 12 months. But if he just said kisvu, so really the kisvu is not liikuve, because what gave them on, if they do write to get, they don't write to get, I mean, love calls them on, they don't give over the get, so the writing of the get is nothing. And that's it, there's a hakpode on the nesine saget, that it should be after Yud Beis Chodesh, but the nesine saget, there's no hakpode, unless he said beferish al tichtavu. So that's how the Gemara understood Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. Now, if this is Pshat and Rabbi Yossi, so come out in the Reisha, he's also Chaylik. We had two cases in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah was, Im loy bossi mikan vad yud beis chaydish kisvu utnu get leishti. And the second case was, kisvu utnu get leishti im loy bossi mikan ad yud beis chaydish. In the first case he was magdem the im loy bossi. In the second case he was magdem the kisvu utnu. Now if the svara of Rabbi Yossi is, that the Izicha, it's Mustafa, he's not makpid when the Ksiva is, Nikakpote is the sinus I get. So Mamela, so it's no difference if he said, Im Leibasi Mikan Vayud Beis Chaydish Kisvu, or if he said, Kisvu Im Leibasi Mikan Vayud Beis Chaydish. In both cases, Rabbi Yossi will hold, it's good because he's not really makpid on this man of the Ksivis Aget. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Leim omale Rabbi Yehme Labashi, leim a kasov a Rabbi Yehsi. Kosov get, they wrote a get al Tanai, even though there was a Tanai to write it later, kosher. So Mamela so comes out, Rabbi Yehsi is chaylik, and the first case also. So the Gemara says, loy lamei malach posel. If he said, rochel bitra ktane, he said, in my boss, in can't be you, beis chaydish kisvot, no get lishti. So he said, Klorim le bossi kisvu. So mamele, so then you can't say he doesn't mean what he says. It's lavdavke. If he said it, he means it. Fishani hoche, but here I have a raya that the ksiva doesn't bother him if it's before the Yud Beis Chaydish. Bidahavale le meime, he should have said im le bossi kisvu utnu. He should have said im le bossi. Va'omar kisvu utnu im le bossi. So that means it was magdim the kisvu to the imlay bossi. So that means kisvu is afilu now. Esachi kama. Kisvu. Hey, achsho. He can write now the get. Utnu imlay bossi. Because if he wanted everything should be imlay bossi, he should have been magdim the imlay bossi. Rabbanon lo ishnohochi velo ishnohochi. The Rabbanon hold, it's no difference. If he was magdim the kisvu utnu, or if he was magdim dim leibosi, he means that the ksive should first be after Yud Beis Chodesh. Zogt Rashi, kosav get al tnai kosher, vafilu leinis kaim at tnai. Dohoche hu tziva lichtoiv la'ache Yud Beis Chodesh. That was his tzivui. Behem kodmu v'kasvu, umarche Rabbi Yossi. V'neima nami da reisha polik, so it seems they schoilek on the reisha also. So the Gemara says, no, that's not pshat in Rabbi Yossi. No, pshat in Rabbi Yossi is, v'dahav alayla meimel, he should have said, im leibosi kisvu. And since he said kisvu, and then he mentioned the leibosi, so the leibosi is going on the tnu. But the kisvu, he's masking, they could write it before the leibosi ad yud beis chaydish. Aval bereisha meide, the reisha is meide since he was magdem im leibosi, so memele, so if they wrote it before the yud beis chaydish, it will not be good. The rabbonon de pligi elei sovri, the rabbonon vachoylik an Rabbi Yossi, the od leishnom a kisvu im leibosi, leishnim leibosi kisvu, Leitziva lekoisvei elalache yud beis chaydish. The intent was that the ksivish be yefti yud beis chaydish. It's no chilek if he was magdim the imlei bossi, it was magdim the kisvu. Tana rabbon. Laachar shavua. Shona. Let's see Rashi. Ze gitoich imlei ovoi לאחר שבוע זו, שמיטה זו, שבוע זה שמיטה. He said, this should be a get if I won't come after the Shemitah. So, is mamtinim loy shona shminis. The whole shona shminis kriya achar shavua. That means that the tnai was, if I won't come after the shnas ha-shmita, so that means the year after the shnas ha-shmita, then the get should be a get. So Bekitza, he's giving himself a year's time to come. That means, he means the year after the Shasnas Ashmita, if I don't come then, it should be a get. But he's giving himself a year's time, and that is Pshat, La'acha Shavua, if he said, Le'bosi, if I won't come, La'acha Shavua, after the, if I won't come after the year, so that means the year after the Shmita. La'acha Shavua Shana. What if he says, if I won't come la'acha shana, if I won't come after the year, chaydesh, so then he's giving himself a month, that if I won't come the month after the year, so it should be again. What if he said la'acha chaydesh, what if he said that if I won't come after the month, so he's giving himself Shabbos a week. That means that the week after, that's this man after the Chodesh, or the week after the Chodesh, if I don't come then, should be again. La'acher Shabbos Mai. What if he said, I won't come after Shabbos? Near Shabbos means Yom Shabbos. Yosef Rabbi Zeire Kamei de Rabasi, Vomru lo Rabasi Kamei de Rabbi Yechanin. The comma, what is called, if I won't come after Shabbos, is Chad b'Shabbat utrei utlosi boso Shabbat. The first 3 days of the coming week, that's called Acha Shabbos. So, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Arbo v'chamishe umali Shabbat kami Shabbat. But from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's not called after the Shabbos, that's called before the next Shabbos. So Memeila, if he says, if I won't come after Shabbos, so that means after Shabbos is the 3 days that come after Shabbos. Tanya Rebbe Yoimer, la'achar ha-regel, what if he says, if I won't come this man of achar ha-regel, Shloishim yoim, so it's 30 days. That means, achar regel means 30 days after the regel. Nofik rabchiye, dosho mishmei de Rebbe. So he said this over, Rebbe said this. So he said over, b'shem Rebbe, v'kolsua, and everyone had, that's, for das yochid, that's very good. But la'loche, they did not hold that that's called achar regel. Mishmei de Rabbim v'loy kol sua. But then he darshened out, they said, the Rabbonon said this, and then they said, what? The Rabbonon hold that 30 days after the regel, that's called after the regel? Alma le'silchese kibosei. We don't paskin like this, because we see the Olam did not appreciate that this halacha should be said b'shem Rabbim. Let us see what Rashi says. Chad b'Shabbat, Rei b'Shabbat, Rash b'Shabbat, Kori Boso Shabbos, Sheovro. That's the days after Shabbos. Aber Revi, Chamishi v'Shishi, Nikroin al Shem Shabbos Habo. Kami Shabbat, Hai Shabbos Tekoma, Yem Shabbos Mamish Kama. Lacha Regel, Im Loi Ovoi, La'achar ha-regel, if I won't come in this man of achar ha-regel, צריך להמתים למד יום, וקרסו, יופה מרתו, דבר היחידו, אומרו, this is זכר הדס יוחד, it sounds like it, ולוי קרסו, ולוי הוידו לוי, שנמרו מפי רבי, משונדלה סלחסי כבוסי. There's a whole tumble, good, so the oilam holds 30 days, is not achar ha-regel. So what is achar ha-regel? So the Rashi and the Ritva, that's when they bring down the Zashitas Rabbi Nachmanu 15 days. 30 days, 15 days. So they ask, where do you get this magic number 15? Why 15 days is called Acharego? And they want to say, it would be preferable to say that the half, you divide up from this regel to the next regel, you divide it up in half, and the first half of this man is miyuchis to the previous regel, just like by Shabbos, the next week we divide up in half, and we say the first half of the week is miyuchis to this Shabbos, the second half of the week is miyuchis to the next Shabbos. So Beregolim, he says that should be the same thing. That means the zmanim between the two regolim, we divide them up. So this is after this regel, and this is the chadoshim before the next regel. That's what they would think that would be the halacha. La'achal shavua shone, nire dafilu oimed b'soif shavua. Even though he's at the end of the shavua already, Habishone, but it's still Kimichi Iske Loshin Shavua. Because since he said, so after a 7 year period, so each Achar is relative. Other Rishonim want to say, by some cases it works out good, but by Shabbos it doesn't work out too good. Other Rishonim want to say that there is a Cheshbon. A Shavua is a combination of 7 years. A Shavua is made up of years. You combine 7 years together, so that's a Shavua. So Acha Shavua means one of the components of the Shavua. That means one of the components of a Shavua, which is a year, so I'm giving this man of a Prat in a Shavua, which is a year. That's why by a year we say a Chodesh, because Shon is made out of Chadoshim. A Chodesh, we say a week, because a Chodesh is made out of weeks. By Shabbos, we have a typical problem, how this works. But Taisu says, but Al Kaponim, if he said, Acha Shavua, since you mentioned the Shavua, so even though it's a day till the end of the Shavua, I say he means the Zman that comes after a Shavua, in that zman, comparing it to comparing two zmanim, so this is a year. Hadron aloch misha ochsay. Hazayrik get li ishtay. A person throws a get li ishtay. Vehi besoich beiso oi besoich chatzayro. Areza megureshes. Even though he did not put it in her hand. He put it in her chotzer, so she's megurish. So Rashi, hazeriget vi besoich beiso shall nichsei maluk, which we'll see is a problem. That means he has a schus shimush in her nichsei maluk, and the Gemara is going to speak about it. Vizolka lo agabi karke, lafuki, if he put it into her keli or cheiko, then and there wouldn't be such a problem. Hareza megureshes. The consul loch atzeiro, kilo nosne biyodo. That chotzer is kaine, just like, nosne biyodo is kaine hua den chotz. Kilo meforsh big more. Zolku lo besoich beisoi oi besoich chatzeiroi. He threw it in his house. Afilu hu imo bemito. Afilu the get, who is going on the get? Afilu the get is together with her in one bed, but she's lying on a bed that belongs to him. So even though it's Kariv law, it's Ima, but it didn't go into her Rishus. The Nosan Beyoda means either Yoda or Rishusa. And the Mita is not her Rishus, it's his bed. Ein Megureshes. L'seich Heikoi, L'seich Kalso, Areza Megureshes, even though she's standing in his Rishus, and he threw it into her lap or to her sal, Areza Megereshes. Let us see what Rashi says. L'seichek, l'seich kals, Areza Megereshes. Afilu hi b'seich b'seich. The time in Meforish B'gmore, the Gemara is going to explain this. Kalsa sal, a basket shanoshim, nois l'seicho, machtin v'tzinoirius. They put in needles. Zok te Gemara, mino hani mili. How do we know that chotzer is keine. L'chayr, the posuk says, v'nosan biyodo. The Tana Rabbono, v'nosan biyodo, einli elo yodo. Gago, chatzero, fikarfifo minayim. How do you know if it's put in her gag, her chotzer? Talmud loyma, v'nosan mikol moke. It says, v'nosan mikol moke. Let us see Rashi. Talmud loyma, v'nosan mikol moke. V'darshin elei ba'apei nafshe. That means, we darshin that there's a dinnesine, even though it's not biyodo. Even though it's not biyodo, there's also a dinnesine. So this v'nosan is marbe, even though it's l'nosan biyodo, and from here we're marbe chotza. Now, mehechi teisi, should we darshin like this? V'nosan biyodo, I say v'nosan mikol moke. Midalaksiv ubiyodo yitneno. That means, if the Torah was makvid, that you need an asina l'seich yodo, so the Torah should have said, ubiyodo yitneno. It should be given in her hand. Since the Torah, and that this Rashi seems told, this would be a miyot, biyodo yitneno. Since it says, v'nosan biyodo, doesn't say epis. The biyodo yitneno, which means davke biyodo. So v'nosan, there's a din biyodo, and then v'nosan, mikomokim, another nesine, which is even though it's not biyodo, is also sufficient. Mashmalon nesine kodo. V'yodo de kosav rachmone, the binin dumye de yodo, v'n nesine kodo, should be dum yidiyoda, the mishtameres ledaito, kene meforish lekamei. It is very interesting, other rishonim ask on Rashi, that the cheshben is v'nahapachu. If it says v'nosan biyodo, is v'nosan is a klal, biyodo is a prat, and we have a klal, ein bechlal elo mashe beprat, only biyodo. If it would say, biyodo yitneno, so it's a prat and a klal. So, mamish v'na hapachu. Biyodo yitneno would mean that he could give a filu not biyodo, because the klal is moisif ala prat. V'nosan biyodo means bungfakert, ein bechlal ala mashe beprat. That's a kashi that Rishonim Bob Metzi yes kan Rashi. But al kaponim here Rashi says, bungfakert. The nosan biyodo is mashma nesine koldo, who is good. You don't need mamish nesine biyodo. And biyodo yitneno would be mashma amiyat davke biyodo. Let us see Taisvis. Hazoirik talmud loyma v'nosan. V'im toyma, fake Taisvis fakel. V'neima, what's v'nosan biyodo? V'neima v'nosan klal. Biyodo prat. V'im bechlal ala mashe beprat. So what's pshat in the Gemara? V'yesh loymar v'shilcho choso v'kolol v'daininon ke'ein aprat. That v'shilcho mi beisoi, v'shilcho means he's sending her out through this get. So there's like, you can be mishaleach with a get, you can give the get, and there it doesn't say, it doesn't specify how you are mishaleach through the get. How you nice in the get. So these two are called klolim. We need dumye diyoda. We'll go back to Taisus after we'll learn the Gemara further. Zip the Gemara weiter. Besanye nami hochi gabi ganef. We have a similar drosha by a ganef. It says by a ganef im himotzei timotzei biyodoi hagnev. Yodoi ainli elo yodoi. Gagoi chatzeiroi v'kafifoi minayim, tamaloimar himotzei timotzei mikol moke. So here we have himotzei timotzei mikol moke. Now let's just go back to Taisvis. So Taisvis says, v'chein yesh loimar besomoch. So Taisvis says, v'nosan The Nasa Mikol Mokim, the Gemara is a Bissel Makatza. The Gemara means it's a Klal Prata Klal. The Gemara forgot to mention Bishilcha, but that's what the Gemara means. It means Klal Prata Klal. V'chein yishloim b'somach gabi himotzei timotzei. V'havi Klal u'prat u'klal. V'shod yodei b'in himotzei timotzei. That's what the Gemara means. That means that we take the yoda and we put it between the two himotzei timotzeis, and you have two klolim, one next to another, and a prat, so you shoddy the prat between the two klolim. One of the mafoshim asks, and Rashi is like a problem over here. Here the Gemara of Eistes klol, of the kefil haloshin, himotzei timotzei. According to Rashi, you don't need the skeful aloshin. It should have said biyodai himotzei, and it said himotzei biyodai. So that's a raya that afilu lavdavke biyodai. That's me. I'm really either the teres birim or the dibrayaki b'es the skashem Rashi. Let us finish the taisus. V'imtayma. So it comes out that Lefi Emes, the limud that we learn out Chotzo by Gneve, is because we take the prat of Biyodai and we put it between the two klolim of Himotze Timotze. V'im taimem kein heichi porich bereish merubim gabishodich chamer bein Himotze Timotze. More clears on what chafetzim the zachi of kefil. Shodich hamer bein imotzi temotzi. So the Gemara is miboy lelich desanye, ein li yale yodoy. And it says imotzi temotzi. Who my porich? So they say, so what's the problem? I mean, if the Gemara wanted to make a klal prat a klal from the imotzi temotzi, and we'll put the hamer bein imotzi temotzi, and we'll be marbe kein a prat. So the Gemara says, no, you can't, because we need the imotzei timotzei for the Talmi Chotza. Now, if imotzei timotzei is a pesayita loshen, so the Gemara says, no, so we need it for yita loshen, so maybe you can't use it for those. But if the whole imotzei timotzei is a shoddy, fakert, so we're taking two klolim, and we're throwing protim between the two klolim, and that's how we're learning out a klal prata klal. So memele vos is shlecht of al putachamayr also between imotzei timotzei. What's the problem? You put yodei imotzei timotzei, you can putachamayr also imotzei timotzei. Make a klal prata klal, dum ye de yad, and a klal prata klal, dum ye de chamayr. That's the discussion. What's the problem? That means if you're putting the yodai, so the whole posik is speaking about in which rishus was the gneiva found. V'domi lehimotze timotze, and it's also the rishus is similar to the himotze. That means it was found in a rishus. So memele, so if the himotze timotze is going on the rishus shenimtzaboy, so leinish dechamer davidover hanignav. That means these two. He can't make a big kugel, because if you're saying chamer, so then the klal prat klal is telling me what was nignav. If you're saying yishodi yosei, so it's telling me in which reshusa was found. So you can't make the what in which, you can't put everything together, make a klal prat klal. That was Pshat the Gemara's kasha, and it's mistavel that it's going on yodei because himotze is masim, was found in a reshus. So Bekitza, we have here two psukim that tell us, there are two psukim that tell us there's a din chotza. One posuk tells us by get is a din chotza, and one posuk tells us by gedeiver is a din chotza. Utsriche, now the Gemara says we need both psukim. Di ashminin get mishum debal kol chomegarsha. Geirishin is bal kocho. You don't need her rotzen. You don't need her das to be koine. Avol ganev the lesser bal kocho eim aloi. Perhaps the Teres Abirim wants to bring Dachshim from Abchai Moise. Abchai Moise wants to say pshat, a beautiful pshat, that the Gemara speech is as follows. By get, it's a filo bal kocho. She doesn't want to be kainet. It's a filo bal kocho. So the nesina of get is not a nesina of kinyan, because she doesn't want to be kainet. So we could say it's a maisa nesina balme. All you need is a nesina. You don't need a nesina of kinyan. Don't need a hakno. The Gemara is asking a very lomda shekasha. That means bishloime by gneve, the ganav has to make a maisa kinyan in order to become a ganav. So memela could be chotzer, if it's in my rishus, I'm not koined. You have to make a maisa kinyan. My rishus alone is not sufficient. But in hilchus nesine, you don't need kinyan. You need nesine. Because it's bal kocho. So memela, so could be chotzer helps only by get and not by gerish. Avogan of the lesser balkochai, emaloi, there you need a psakinyin, so it could be chotzer, is not koine. Vi'i ashmeino gane, mishum de konsei rachmone, could be there, it's a kinyin for obligations. He is chayiv onsen, yeah, it's a kinyin, you koine, t'chmein, legabi wat, and you chayiv onsen, you chayiv keifel, t'chmein, so for this, a chotzer is also good, for obligations. That a chotzer is also good. The konsei rachmone. Avol get, eimoloi, but get could be, you need more than that. It's not a knas, it's not an abla, there could be, you need v'nosim b'yoda. So chotzer would not be sufficient. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, mishum de bal kocho, kloimer, v'chiyoiv leinami b'yoda, when he puts it into her hand, al kochei, this works, afilu she doesn't want. Vafilu achi yama rachmona, it is garish. That means you don't need rotzein on kinyan. Hilkach chatzera nami konilo. So all you need is a mais and a sine. It's a chotz I can also make. But avul ganev, the loy mechayev ishod ye inish al kochay. If someone will take stolen goods and we'll throw it into Yenim's property, so I won't become a ganav bal kochay. Here you need my rots into ganav. Eima mitati nami loy tikna loy chatzayre im loy moshach ki goin nifnasa la chatzayroi v'noal b'fonel. Now, let us just explain what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that the Gemara wants to say that there's no kinyan chotzer. There's no kinyan chotzer by ganev. This is bal kochei and maisa nesine, but there's no kinyan chotzer by ganev. So what is the case of kinyan chotzer? So Rashi says it walked in on its own accord. So it says from Rashi, "Kigoy nichnasa lachatzeiroi v'noal befonel," and he locked the door. Now let's, what is Rashi saying? Rashi had a problem over here. What's the whole case of kinyan chotzer? So Rashi held if he schlepped it into his chotzer, that's a normal case of a ganef. So then there's meshicha. So it's not worse than a simte. That's called a maisa kinyan. I schlepped it in. So you don't need kinyan chotzer for that. So therefore Rashi says the whole case of kinyan chotzer is that it walked in by itself. So I didn't make a meshicha. So now it's in my chotzer. So now Rashi said, but he closed the door. Now why does he have to close the door? And what if the door closes by itself? There's a spring. So I says from Rashi that he'd not become a ganav. So the Ktzoi says that Rashi holds that in order to become a ganav, you have to make a maisa gneiva. That means you can't become a ganav with intent alone. It means it's in, like, Tzabayishpul. By Metziya, it's not like that. If, let's say a Metziya falls into my chotzen, I want to be kainit. So I'm kainit. I don't have to do anything. It's in my chotzen. But by Gneve, there's no such inyan. I want to steal it. It's in my house. I see this is a simon min ha-shamayim, that, it's mamish, azoi, the mizmazmen me panos, azoi, tagmon, but, it's not so, Hontlich, but it's not too bad. But Rashi says, no, you have to lock the door. You need a Maisa Gneve. The Yelis HaShacha asks on Rashi, I stand the Ktsois. I said, the Ktsois says you need a Maisa Gneve. That's why Rashi mentioned over here, it's not sufficient a Maisa Kinyan, you need a Maisa Gneve. So Rashi said before that a person doesn't become a Ganev Bal Kolchei. So Rashi says, "Loy mechayev ishadye inish al kolchei." If someone throws it into his chotza, he's not mechuyev. So the Yos Hashachas, if someone throws it into his chotza, he didn't make a ma'aseh gneiva either. So the chesaron is not bal kolchei over here. Ishadye inish. I mean, the way Rashi puts it that. Shadye inish al kocha, where's the maise gneve? If there's a tnai that need a maise gneve. Al koponim, that's the tzriches of the Gemara, so therefore we need to psukim, and mistame pshat is, like every mamatzinu, if we find two similar halachas by two cases, that means if I only find it by one case, I'm entitled to say that maybe this is the reason or that's the reason. But if I have two cases, and I can't say that the reason is because it's bal kochi, gneiv is not bal kochi. And chatzar also helps. And you can't say the reason is because konser rachmana, because get is not a knas. And I see two similar lochis, so I say not the... That means I don't say that each one is coincidental with their own reason that it helps. No, I say that there's a common reason for both of them, and the common reason is that chotzer is koine, period. Not mitam knas, and not because it's bal kocha. Frag de Gemore, Chatzeiro, now let's go back to the Mishnah. Azoyre ketle ishtoi, besoich chatzeiro. So it's in her chotzer. In Rashi it said in the Mishnah, it's speaking about a chotzer of nichsei meluk. A chotzer of nichsei meluk. That means that it's her chotzer, but he, by nichsei meluk, the Baal is oichel peiris. Now the peiris of the chotzer is the shimush of the chotzer. So that means he's allowed to use her chotzer. Frek de gemore, ma she konso isho kono baila. He has a kinyan peiris in this chotzer. So how could it be good by throwing the get in her chotzer? Now let's see what Rashi says. Kono baila, le peiris, le shtamishbo, vakati loinofik get miyode de bal. So the get did not as yet go out from the Yodai Debal. Now, there are two Mahalchim, son of the Sabirim and the Vayakev, to say Pshat, Machlikis, the Ktsais, and the Magi and Abne Miluim, Pshat and this Rashi. The Ktsais wants to say Pshat and Rashi, that the Kinyan Chotzer, what is the taich kinyan chotzer? Kinyan chotzer means if something falls into my reshus, so my mele is a kinyan, that what it's in my reshus, I'm koine. Now what is if you have something that, the bailus belongs to Reuven, but it's shol to Shimon, or it's sochol to Shimon, that means it's rented out to Shimon. So the shimush of the chotzer belongs to Shimon. The ownership of the chotzer belongs to Reuven. So whose chotzer is it? Whose reshus is it? So the Ktzai says that that's what Rashi is saying over here. In Kinyan chotzer, we look who the bailim of the tashmishim are. Who has the use of this chotzer? So who has the use of this chotzah? The husband has the use of the chotzah. So memele, the kinyan chotzah goes to the husband, not to her. So how could she be kaina with his chotzah? So that's pshat and Rashi. Kone baila leperis lehishtamish bo. That means it's his lehishtamish. And therefore, va'akati loinothik get miyode debal. So never, the Lashon of Rashi would seem like that. It never went out of the reshusa bal. If chotzer is called reshusai, so it's in his reshus. He is the schus shimush of the chotzer. So it's still in his reshus. It didn't move. It's still in his reshus. She pays the property taxes, but that's garnished, but it's still in his reshus. The magia and the miluim says a different pshat. And it's not muchach from Rashi that the kinyan chotza belongs to the Baal. No, it means the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, if get biyodo umeshiche biyodoi. That means there was a get, and there was a string attached. And he puts the get in her hands, and the string is in his hands. He didn't say no strings attached. He, the string is in his hands, and he can pull it out. So the Gemara says, so the schelt increases. That means the get was not completely given over to her. That means in this nesinus haget, he has still an achize in this get. It's biyodai to schlep it away from her. So memele, so das felt increases. So the magin davne milu wants to say could be in hilchis kinyonim, could very well be. Let's just make it interesting. There's a machlekes. I think the Rambam and the Raivet, if the chotzer has chure, if the masker is koine or the seich is koine. So when we're speaking about Rambam holds the masker is koine. And then the Raivet holds the Seiches Koine. So the first pshat is we were assuming that Rashi holds like the Raivet. That is how we were saying. So the Magi and the Amnei Miluim wants to say it's not Muchach from Rashi. Could be Rashi holds in Hilchis Kinyonim. In Hilchis Kinyonim, since the Guf HaChotzer is hers, so she could be Koine. But the Vakati Leinofi get Miyodi Debar, but since he has rights in this chotzer, it's not enough to give him kinyan chotzer, but to hamper the mice and the sinner, that's sufficient. Because that means he is the shimush of the chotzer. He doesn't necessarily have, in hilchus, we don't need hilchus kinyan chotzer over here. We just have to have that he put it into her reshus, which he still has a bailus in this reshus for shimush. So that's Shad the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha, Mashe konsa isha kona bailo. Omar Rabbelozo, so Rabbelozo said, you're right, that's like a problem. It's speaking, bekoisev lo din udvorim ainli benechsayach. He wrote to her that he was mesalik himself, din udvorim ainli benechsayach. So Rashi says, the cause of law, hashtemashme, the cause of law, kein la'acha shekonso. That means, after the nesuin, he acquired already his chus achilas peiris, and he wrote to her, din advom ainli b'nechsayach. So the Gemara says, anshuldik, if it's his already, if he already acquired a chus in her chotza for tashmishim, and just by writing these words, din advom ainli benechsayech, ha'osani learned in the baraisa ha'oima lachaveiroi, din advorim ainli al sodazu. Here we're talking about two shutfim, and one shutf will write to the other one. I don't have din advorim and the soda, vainly esik bo. I don't have an esik with the soda. V'yodi misulekes heimena loyomaklum. So it's nothing. That means if you have a bailus and you're just saying, I have nothing to do with this other, it's a very nice statement. But halachically, it will not at all make you lose your bailus. So memela, how does din advarim help? Let us see. Rashi says, al sodezu, שהייסלו אימא שוטפס בו אירה שוטפס, ואין לי עסק בו, אחס מכל לשיינס הלולו. ויאמר כלום, דמח שישלו צריך לכתוב לושן מתונה, יש to write a לושן מתונה.